It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, June 13th, 2022. Today we have the Rose Festival fleet of military vessels heading downriver along with our other ships. They've been in Portland for this week's festival. And today we're going to talk more about lots of water in the river and big tides this week. And also, probably more rain by the end of the week. Let's take a look at our marine weather forecast. We have high pressure, that should mean sunshine, with us through the middle of this week. A weak frontal system, that probably means rain, is expected to impact our area on Wednesday night or Thursday. Today we can expect west winds, 10 to 15 knots, and wind waves from the west 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, west swells 5 feet at 9 seconds. And let's take a look, let's start out today with the Rose Festival fleet. We've got 4 vessels heading downriver today. They all went upriver last week for the festival, and now they typically leave on Monday and come downriver and head out to sea. USS Michael Mansour is leaving Portland. She is a U.S. Navy destroyer that was at the port of Astoria last week for a couple days. She's leaving around 8 a.m. and should pass Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. Then we have 2 Canadian vessels heading out and downriver today. The HMCS Edmonton heading out of Portland. She is a Canadian Navy coastal defense vessel, leaving around 9 a.m. and passing Astoria outbound around 5 p.m. And the HMCS Brandon is another Canadian Navy coastal defense vessel also heading out of Portland around 9:30 a.m. We'll see her pass Astoria outbound around 5:30 p.m. today. And the USS Coronado is a U.S. Navy littoral combat ship that also was at the port of Astoria last week for a couple days. She's heading out of Portland at 10 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. These are all military vessels. They're all gray, that battleship gray color. So take a look in the late afternoon for those vessels heading by Astoria outbound. And in the rest of our ship schedule, we have the tug, the C-SPAN Rogue. She'll be in Astoria's anchorage, arriving from Vancouver, B.C. by about 10 a.m. I think she's picking up a barge that may be waiting there for her. And the Ultra Vanskoy is a bulk carrier arriving from Colombia. She's headed for the Astoria anchorage, and she'll be going upriver to Portland to pick up potash eventually. She will be in Astoria's anchorage by about 11:30 a.m. The Monza is a car carrier arriving from South Korea, headed for the port of Portland. Brand new Hyundai is there. Passing Astoria around 1:30 p.m., she should be in Portland by 7:30 this evening. The ATB Gulf Reliance is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Port Westward. That's at Klatskanai. I think her cargo is ethanol. She will pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m. and be in Klatskanai by about 6 p.m. The ATB Vision is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland, refined petroleum in that barge, passing Astoria around 5:30 p.m. in Portland by about 11:30 p.m. And in our outbounders, we have the Anatoly leaving Vancouver carrying wheat at about 5:30 a.m. We should see her at about 11:30 a.m. passing Astoria outbound. And the Alam Kekal is leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 6 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 a.m. And the ATB Cape Ann is leaving Portland with petroleum on board, leaving around noon, passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The Ultra Esterhazy is a bulk carrier leaving Portland with potash on board, leaving the port of Portland around 12:30 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 6:30 p.m. The STH London is leaving Longview with soda ash on board. She was leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m. And the Xinyi Hai is leaving Portland. She's a container ship, leaving the port of Portland around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. We have the car carrier, the Hyperion Ray, heading out of the port of Portland at about 6 p.m. Hyundai is on board, passing Astoria outbound around midnight. And the Ocean Glory leaving Longview with logs on board, leaving around 6:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. If you'd like to see the rest of the ship schedule for the day, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net. Well, we have a lot going on the river this week because of the weather and tides, and I want to share with you what I know. We're having spring tides right now with the full moon, and so we've got a big tidal swing off Astoria of about 10 to 11 feet this week between high and low tide. A spring tide happens when there's a new or full moon. We're coming up on a full moon now. Spring tides are a normal part of the river cycle. They follow the moon, and they happen twice per month. With the moon and the sun roughly aligned, the tides of the Earth are on average larger than at other times during the month. Another interesting tidbit of information about lots of water in the river right now and big tides is that it can affect how far up the river the Columbia River goes when it flows backwards. Here off Astoria, the river flows upstream on the rising or flood tide, and that influence extends far upriver. When there are conditions like the ones we have now, that threshold of where the tide turns and flows backwards can be pushed downriver a bit by the sheer volume of water in the river. And we do have a lot of water in the river right now. The past few days, the National Weather Service has been announcing some interesting and unusual data about the Columbia River. If you've been thinking that it's raining way more than usual this spring, you are not imagining it. This is from yesterday morning on Facebook from the National Weather Service in Portland. With another couple of weeks left in June, this April, May, and June is already the wettest on record since 1940 at the Portland Airport, with 12.23 inches of rain as of June 11th. The previous record was 11.87 inches in 2010. More rain in the coming days will only pad the lead. That's from National Weather Service in Portland. And they posted this information on Saturday. Rain over the past 48 hours combined with melting snow in the mountains has resulted in rising river levels. And the Columbia River will near flood stage near Vancouver and Longview during peak high tide periods for the next couple of days. They say that paths and parking lots along the river there in the Vancouver to Longview area on the river may become submerged. I-5 bridge lifts will be more frequent and river currents will be more powerful. So you can expect paths and parking lots along the river to possibly be submerged at high tide, and objects typically exposed along the sides of the river may be below the surface. So that is from the National Weather Service. One note, this flooding is not supposed to affect us much downriver on the river below Longview, but if you live near the river, keep your eye out for higher than normal waters. And the part about the bridge lifts is very interesting. It's an example of the natural world affecting our everyday lives. KGW News in Portland reported on Saturday that the Oregon Department of Transportation, ODOT, is warning motorists that traffic crossing the interstate bridge this week could have to wait more than usual because that bridge, which is a drawbridge, a kind of bridge that can raise its roadbed to allow vessels to pass under it, stops traffic. They stop traffic and they allow tall vessels like cargo ships to pass. So this bridge may have to go up and down more, often because of those elevated river levels. Ordinarily, ships could just pass under the bridges without needing to move them. The river is expected to rise above 15 feet this week, and flood stage is considered 16 feet. So this is a little alarming, perhaps, but let me put it in context a bit for you. The Columbia River is huge and drains an area the size of France. So with record-setting rains and also spring snowmelt, which happens every year, the river just simply has more water in it than usual, kind of like a bowl filling up with water. So this affects everything from drawbridges to beach flooding to things in the river that are usually exposed and visible, possibly being covered up. With a big tidal swing between high and low and just more water in the river, we can expect currents in the river to be more extreme. So if you're out there on the river in your boat this week, be very aware of these issues and plan accordingly. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.